This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open, and you're invited if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight at Ian
and Peakless Mountain Beer.
By the way, I want to say thank you to Chris Hartzell, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program over on Patreon. He's gold level, which means that Chris is doing at least $10 a month, so thank you, Chris, for helping us out with AMPS, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here, so if you like this program and you want to see it or hear about it being on more radio stations. We've got over 190 great stations today. We could have more. It just takes time. It takes effort, and it takes a little bit of money. So thank you to Chris for helping make that possible. You get some cool benefits and some perks. If you sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to our Patreon page. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls. First up, El Conejo is on the line in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'm calling about Mark Edge and his Free Island project or whatever he's calling it.
For listeners that don't know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just for our listeners, we've got new people tuning in all the time. Mark Edge is a founding co-host of this show. He has been on the air with us over the last 20 years many times. It's just recently he hasn't been on much, so newer listeners to the show may not even know who that is. So you're referring to our co-host who for the last half a decade roughly of his life has been floating around the world, Honduras to Africa to elsewhere,
Free Private City Project
in the Pacific as well, and looking at different places that can have these special economic zones or free private cities, as you mentioned. And he's been quite obsessed with this, recently landing on Honduras and an island off of Honduras called Utila, where next door there's Roatan, where there's currently one of these free private cities that is ostensibly in operational status. He didn't have he had a disagreement with the guy that was running that one, so Mark wants to start his own or join a different one. It's a little confusing as to the exact status of that project right now, but El Conejo, that's what you're commenting about, so go ahead.
Yeah, he's basically trying to poach members of the Free State Project who are moving to New Hampshire to join his special economic zone in small isolated islands. But before I get into that, may I please do an impersonation of the news bumper you have to listen to on hold?
Sure.
Hello, I'm Wimley Pebblebrook. I'm here to deliver you CIA propaganda in a British accent. All right. Well, thank you. So the solution I have for Mark Edge's special economic zones and him trying to get liberty lovers to move to his project and the conflict it's causing with Free Talk Live and the Free State Project ideals is that these are small, isolated communities. He should start trying to market these as, like, summer or winter homes, because the biggest complaint about New Hampshire is the winters. And he's talking about a free island project or whatever in beautiful paradise, but they're very, very small islands. Well, right. I'm sure there's plenty of people in New Hampshire who can afford to set up, you know, Airbnbs and resorts in these communities, and there's synergy, because I think we can all agree that the best solution is one where it's win-win and not zero-sum.
Definitely. Yeah, that's I very much see this as something that is both an emergency retreat and a successful expansion possibility. So, like, New Hampshire is definitely a place where we're you know, working to set up a libertarian community throughout the state. But there's, you know, always the possibility of if they finally stamp down on us too hard and we have absolutely nowhere else to go, it's good to have somewhere in the world that we know will be a place for us to go. And on the other side, okay, well, once we're getting more and more successful here, like, we've got to branch out. And I don't think that there are any great places within the United States that are ready for that. I mean, there's, you know, some possibilities with in the Southwest or in Texas or in Florida, but I definitely like the idea of branching out to somewhere outside the United States.
And it could be the same people. I mean, laissez-faire economics in New Hampshire is going to bring much economic flourishing. There's going to be lots of rich people moving there. I think it's already got one of the highest economic or, you know, personal incomes in the country.
That's true.
Out there.
Yeah.
So this can be the libertarian Hawaii.
Right.
Slash Las Vegas.
It could be. I mean, I have been, I've had two mindsets about this. One is I want my friend to be successful. I want Mark to make this work because it's something that's important to him. And if it does work out, then that's great because, as you guys point out, it's a place for some people who can afford that kind of lifestyle to go. I'm not convinced that the average person is going to be able to embrace that because you would have to have enough wealth to be able to move to an island and then have the kind of, unless you're like independently wealthy, you'd have to be able to work remotely. And there's certainly more people now than have ever before been, you know, working remotely. So that's probably within the grasp of more people than historically have ever had that. So I think there's some opportunities that, you know, with this that could really work out. And then it could be a colossal failure. Especially if the Honduran government is as, well, as dishonorable as most governments you would expect to be, and they go ahead and change the rules and change the deal and modify the contract and abolish the special economic zones or come in with the military or God knows what.
All of which is possible here.
Yeah, well, certainly. And that's why I say I hope it works out for him.
Well, and that's one of the issues. Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe it's a great place for snowbird libertarians, you know, retirement age libertarians who want to stay in New Hampshire but keep roots there, but also want to spend the winter somewhere warm. So
yeah,
it could be a real mecca for winter.
Yeah, the biggest complaint is definitely the cold.
And it is?
Yeah, and like you brought up the problem of economic resources as far as doing the a sort of tropical place as well as here. Mm-hmm. So I think that really comes down to how successful we are, because if we're able to make a place of greater freedom, then we're going to have a place of greater wealth.
That's true.
So if especially looking at cryptocurrency in general, I mean, it keeps doubling year over year. Now there's some
down
variation.
A little bit from its recent high in late last year.
Oh yeah, sure.
Down by 50%.
Well, I mean, as anything that is a fledgling economic system, it's bound to be volatile.
Sure.
But so far, it tends to somewhere between double and quadruple on a year over year basis. Overall.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
If that continues to happen, then we might not have nearly as much of a problem with the economic constraints of being able to move back and forth between a winter home down south and New Hampshire.
El Conejo, any other thoughts?
I would just encourage Mark to reconsider his strategy. There is no conflict, I think, if he maybe rethinks this idea as more of a resort town / vacation destination, a crypto resort town / vacation destination, and it would attract people from all over the world, not just poach people from New Hampshire.
I think when you're saying rethink his strategy, you're referring to the fact that he spends an inordinate amount of time kind of attacking the Free State project as though that's going to somehow build his project up.
Yeah, and there would be obviously permanent residence in a resort town, resort island, but he doesn't need to sell every single plot and think that everyone's going to live there year-round.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very realistic.
How he can integrate himself. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't seem realistic to believe that people are going to want to spend all year on a very small island with very little to do. There's not much. You don't get a movie theater or anything like that on an island with 2,000 or 3,000 people on it. But, you know, that could change, I suppose. El Conejo, thanks for the call. I would suggest you might want to write your thoughts directly to Mark. Sometimes he listens, but I suspect he's not listening every single hour, every single night. So you can reach him at e@ftl.fm. That's his new email address. So check that out, and thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Sam in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you and Pete what honestly made you make the decision to move to the Free State.
Let's talk about that on the way here. With Sam, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Pecos, you're now 3 years here? Four? Three? I feel like it's been four.
2018, I think. So,
okay, that's
yeah,
coming up
yeah,
on four then.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We kicked off the second hour. We continued, rather, the second hour. 603-283-6160. Live Saturday episode of the show. Here tonight is Ian.
And Beakley's Mountaineer.
That's 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the Ministry of Truth may be expanding globally. Beakley's has that story. We'll explain it to you. Plus, the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned a crypto mixer for the first time ever, which is very disturbing news. We'll explain why that is.
Disturbing, but not unexpected.
Yeah, we'll get into that if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. We go first to Sam in Ohio, who had asked a question just before we went to the break. Sam, can you go ahead and re-ask that question? I want to make sure I don't misstate what you said.
Yeah, just basically like why you and Peakless decided to move to New Hampshire in the first place.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I mean, so I've been a voluntarist for my entire life. Since
were your parents voluntarists?
Well, so I...
That's an unusual statement.
Sort of. Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, the fundamental worldview that I grew up in was absolutely a biblical Christian worldview.
Oh.
So from that perspective, the best thing to do is to, well, simply have a relationship with God and make your decisions accordingly. So from that perspective alone, you get the idea and so part of it comes down to this whole, like, made in God's image thing,
mm-hmm.
which a significant part of that has always been the fact that we have this ability to make our own choices. So, I mean, like, unlike other, you know, unlike the beasts of the field, I can decide I value this and here's how I'm going to go about it. And if this happens, then I will do this. And if this happens, I will do that. And I can see other people and see what they've done and how that's worked out for them mm-hmm. and make my own decisions on that basis. So anything that completely goes in the face of that would be contrary to the divine plan for reality. Okay. So I mean, from that basis originally, I have been, you know, I have always had this deep relationship with free will.
Hmm.
Now, and it's, I know that there are a lot of Christians that think that God put governments here for our benefit, but. So, I mean,
that's insane, but yes, there are people that believe that.
Well, so here's the
thing,
though. Is
that the whole unto Caesar thing?
They use that one to excuse it.
Yeah. Ah, but you're missing the other half of that, mm-hmm. though. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Give unto God what is God's.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. I mean, the very idea is, like, God is why there is a Caesar. God is why you are here to spend Caesar's coins in the beginning. And it's also very important to point out that, like, Caesar was literally deified on his coins. Mm-hmm. These were little gold coins that depicted him as a sun god.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really important statement of, okay, well, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Give unto God what is God's. So give unto God what is God's. Everything rightfully belongs to God.
So you were a voluntarist as long as you can remember. How would you define mm-hmm. voluntarism? What is that?
So voluntarism is that all relationships should be voluntary.
Mm-hmm. Consensual.
Yeah, exactly. That unless you have my consent, you can't have a relationship with
mm-hmm.
me. So.
And that means doing business or an actual physical relationship or whatever. Right,
right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't talk to me unless I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Whereas, government will say, you will talk to us or we will abduct you.
Yeah. Okay, so, you were voluntarist, and now what?
So, yeah, now I have swung away from Christianity and back toward it mm-hmm. A few times, in fact, in my life, but at all points, even when I was, like, completely atheist, and I thought, okay, well, what form of government would function? And I absolutely racked my brain to figure it out, because I knew about communism and capitalism and what was wrong with them and how they worked. And eventually I settled on, oh, none of the governments will work. None of them can possibly function. Which is nice, because it means that, like, the actual answer, the practical answer is the moral answer, which was a surprise to me at the time. But yeah, so with multiple different worldviews, I've always come back to voluntarism.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard about the Free State Project, it's like, what, you're gathering us together? Why didn't anyone tell me?
What clued you into it?
Actually, it was because you had Stefan Molyneux on.
Oh,
yeah.
And you were already listening to him?
Yep, I was listening to him, and usually he cuts out all of the commercials when he rebroadcasts any of his interviews, but one of them sort of slipped through where it wasn't like the radio version of it, but it was the like one commercial that you'll put in on the podcast version of this.
Yeah.
And one of the commercials that was there was you talking about, if you're considering the Free State Project, consider Keene.
Ah, yes. We still run that one.
The what? So I looked up Free State Project, and I'm like, what? You're gathering anarchists?
Yeah.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Right, and this was 4 or 5 years ago, right? You made the move relatively quickly after you found it,
right? Oh, as soon as I found out, it's like, wait, you're gathering us? Okay, you mean that I can be around other people who believe in free will choices and voluntary relationships? Because no one believes in that.
You got in your van and headed across the country.
Oh, yeah, I bought the van.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have, like, an apartment you had to get rid of? Or?
Yep. Okay. I said, when is my lease up? Because I am going to New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yep, and, you know,
That's decisive.
Well, the smart way of doing this would have been, okay, well, I'm going to go visit New Hampshire,
get some friends,
or at least, like, arrange a job for when I get there, have a place to live.
You just winged it.
Nope, just winged it.
And it worked out.
Loaded in the van, have, it's room enough for a mattress. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah, and you did.
And it has been one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
That's awesome.
Every now and again, I actually, like, sit back and think, wow, I went my entire life without a community of these wonderful people. And it's amazing. Because, like, I mean, you know, sure, there's variation in how good a person is, but, like, you have an entire community whose fundamental belief is in line in this way. And
it's a community that is so large. I think we should focus on this for a moment. It's so large, you can't know who they all are.
And you couldn't know who they all are.
You won't know who they all are. And it's so large that you can be choosy about who you hang out with.
Libertarians
elsewhere, sometimes it's a little frustrating because it's like the same 10 people. And, you know, some of them you don't really care that much for.
I had a best friend for many years because he was the only intelligent anarchist in my world at the time. So, you know, slim pickings.
Yeah.
Whereas here, yeah, you have choices.
Right.
You know, you can find people with interests other than that correspond.
That's true.
Or other beliefs that also correspond, and go hang out with those ones.
Right. And more are coming all the time. Sam, I know you asked us both. I will answer the question coming up here in moments, and you can weigh in as well if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Why do we join the Free State Project, this migration of liberty-minded activists to New Hampshire, which has been going on almost 20 years now. It's been an amazing success, but we still need more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
All of the women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the sprawling Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. That's according to Ukrainian and Russian officials. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the plant amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the complex, the Kremlin trying to capture the plant, where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. First Lady Jill Biden says she remains concerned about the next phases of the humanitarian crisis prompted by the war. She made the comments while visiting refugee mothers and their children in Romania. Elsewhere in the conflict, a spokesman for the Ukrainian military says they've regained control of a town about 12 miles northeast of Kharkiv. The spokesman said in a YouTube video that Russia is continuing a full-scale attack in hopes of establishing full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. This is USA Radio News. Rick Strike crossed the finish line first at the Kentucky Derby. The horse was a long shot and final entry in the 148th annual event, outpacing favorite Epicenter. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes, recommending they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country between 1996 and 2001. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts. The CDC is looking into the deaths of five children linked to the growing number of mysterious pediatric hepatitis cases across the country. The cases, 109 of them in 24 states and Puerto Rico, date back to October. The latest case count is a steep increase from a couple of weeks ago when only 11 cases have been identified. That prompted the CDC to issue an alert for physicians to be on the lookout for such cases. For the fifth straight week, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 had a losing week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here, 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Peakless Mountaineer in the studio tonight. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. They are a great source for learning the basics about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can head over there, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some introductory videos that you can watch. The first one's all of like 3 minutes long, so check that out when you get the chance. And learn some of the basics before you decide to get in. I understand, price is down right now. I think before the show, yeah, still around $35,000, just over $35,000 per Bitcoin. It's the lowest price in months, many months, for Bitcoin. And might be a good time to consider getting
it. Discounts.
We don't know what's going to happen. It could go lower. It could start going up from here. We have no idea what tomorrow is going to hold. So go and start learning over at Bitcoin.com.
I can make my prediction.
Your prediction's worth about anybody else's prediction.
You know, may as well. So at the moment, it seems to me the biggest thing about crypto is that it's basically tied to the stock market.
Mm.
So as I see it, the stock market's going to continue to go down until they turn the money printers back on.
It is not per se tied to the stock market. That's just an observation you've been making as of late.
So not tied to it in the sense of like anything hard and fast, just tied to it in sense of probabilities.
You're just saying that people are of the mindset of sell things right now.
Right, right. So yeah, there's like a 0.6 correlation, which is a very high correlation. So more often than not, when people sell, especially their tech stocks, mm-hmm. which are also like considered a high risk investment. So more often than not, when people sell off their high risk investments in tech stocks especially, and in stocks in general, they will also sell off their cryptocurrency.
And you think this is going to continue, this trend? All right.
Yep, that is what I think. I, of course, have no more idea than anyone else.
Yeah,
but
we have no clue.
But I mean, the fact that the Fed has increased the interest rates, although fortunately they've taken the 0.75 point off the table for next time, so that's
nice. So
they
say.
Yeah, so they say. And the fact that they're not basically printing money by increasing their balance sheet means that all stocks are probably going to keep going down.
We'll see, but then you can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. If you want the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. I, in fact, have a story from news.bitcoin.com tonight about the U.S. Treasury putting sanctions against a crypto mixer, and we'll tell you why that's a really bad bit of news coming up here. But Sam is still...
And just one last note. The one thing I do suggest is what they call dollar cost averaging.
That's a good idea.
Price goes up, the price goes down. If over time you invest at regular intervals, then over time what tends to happen is you make quite a bit that way.
That's been the history with buying cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, for sure. So let's go back to Sam in Ohio. Sam, are you still with us?
Yeah.
All right. So you'd ask the question of us why we joined the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, a.k.a. Free State Project?
Yes.
Okay.
And Peekless had answered, and you said you were about to answer.
Peekless, did you feel like you got your answer out fully?
Yeah, basically, I heard that it existed. I mean, I have always had this tremendous value for the human will and our ability to make free choices, and I've always had this relatively consistent idea that you can't have this special group of people that have... The rules of morality do not apply to.
Politicians and cops,
yeah,
you mean?
Exactly.
So I had a story from more than 20 years ago at this point. I heard about the Free State Project in the early days. I've been a libertarian, voluntarist, activist for my whole adult life. I didn't learn the term voluntarism until a few years in. But as a libertarian activist, I was... connected with the libertarian movement. I was a member of the Libertarian Party and active in various different ways down in Southwest Florida, which is where I lived at the time. And when I heard about the Free State Project, which I must have heard of in maybe 2002, I don't know exactly when it was, and I don't remember how I heard about it. It's been so long. I had the same kind of feeling as you did, Peekless, although at this time when I heard of it, the state had not been chosen. At the time when I heard of it, it was like, oh, well, let's get all the libertarians to move together to the same place.
Yeah, it was, for the record, a really brilliant way of bringing this about, where they're like, okay, what we need is a bunch of people to sign on to this project, so here's what we'll do. As soon as the number of people willing to sign on to that project reaches this level, then we all do it.
Right.
And that's just any kind of project that someone out there has, like, okay, well, this will only work if this many people do it. Okay, well, overshoot that number and say, okay, once we hit this number, then we'll actually do the thing.
Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project, years later, looked back and said that he set the number too high. He set 20,000, probably should have been much lower, but regardless, that's what happened.
I don't know. I think it's working pretty well so far.
Well, but it took a long time to get to 20,000 people, and there were some things that could have been done differently to kind of accelerate, and that didn't happen. But anyway, when I heard about it, I thought, well, that's a no-brainer, because I knew that we were failing miserably doing what we were doing, which was, of course, the same thing the libertarians had always done for the last decades that they'd been around at the time in the late 1990s was when I was an activist. And I thought, well, yeah, this is a great idea. And I joined the Free State Project, and they then had a vote. There was there were 10 states that were candidate states. New Hampshire was one of them. And once the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, the first 5,000 then voted on which state to choose as the destination state for the Free State Project. There was the ability to opt out of some of the states. I chose not to. I had to really decide, though, whether or not I really wanted to move to a cold place, and it took me some time, and ultimately I decided that I was willing to do that, so I didn't opt out of anything. If it had been Alaska, I would have moved to Alaska.
Wow.
But It didn't. It wasn't Alaska. It was New Hampshire by a mile.
I think Alaska would have been a poor choice.
Yeah, it was New Hampshire by a mile. I mean, nothing else even came close. Wyoming was second place. I believe Idaho was third. And it was a huge gap between New Hampshire and Wyoming. So the New Hampshire people did an amazing job at pitching the state. They came up with this cool list of 101 reasons that people should, libertarians should move to New Hampshire. It was very persuasive.
Is that video?
It's a video now, but originally it was a like a PDF. It was a text file.
Yeah, the title of the video was because of the 101 reasons that they had come up with.
Correct, and I do recommend the video. It's a little dated at this point, but the reasons are still solid. There's obviously, in my opinion, many more reasons than that now because we've had, as you pointed out, an amazing community that has been built here in the last decade. But you can go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn those reasons. The PDF version of it is still available on the Free State Project's website as well. So for those that just prefer to read, you can go and do that too. But for me, it was obvious. I mean, libertarians are failing miserably. They have been failing miserably. They try the same things every 2 to 4 years, and they lose hard, and they never gain anything. They never gain any percentages of worth in the various different elections. So they're not growing in any way, shape, or form. The party is stagnant. I understand people think they're going to turn the Libertarian Party around this year at their convention this month, and I wish them the best of luck. But I have no expectation that even well, I appreciate your optimism, but even if they do take control of the National Party, it won't make any damn difference.
Oh, I disagree completely on that one. Yeah. So, I mean, like we were talking up in the first part of this program when we were talking about the messaging that Jeremy Kaufman's getting out there. So that's exactly the point. Like, it's not a matter of getting elected. And, yeah, I know that's sort of a contentious idea of, well, we're a party. Shouldn't we be trying to get people elected? And, like, yes, you're it's a lot more likely in local areas. But the thing is, especially on a national level, we need people to know what a libertarian is.
Oh, I totally agree.
Good idea
but it doesn't
of what
matter.
That means.
It doesn't matter. Even if people elsewhere know what a libertarian is, they're not going to be persuaded by it for the most part, because as we learned in the last 2 years,
well,
most people
thing.
Don't
there's...
want liberty. They want control.
Right.
They want some strong
right.
man to lead them.
You know, there's I can't remember his name, Mark something, but he has a quote of, my job is not to wake up the sheep. My job is to wake up the sleeping lions. And that's the thing.
There's not enough of them.
How many is enough? Like, we need
there's a reason why the Free State Project exists, because there aren't enough sleeping lions around the country. We got to get them here to New Hampshire, and until the Libertarian Party realizes
until they
that,
know that they're libertarians, we're not going to get them here.
Until the Libertarian Party realizes the importance of the Free State Project, they'll never make anything work. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up in less than 2 months, like a month and a half at this point, Porkfest 2022. The sixth annual Porkfest is happening June 27th through July 3rd, and it is a decentralized libertarian camping festival in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. So you've heard us talk about the Free State Project, the libertarian migration here that has attracted thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented voluntarists and anarchists and libertarians for, like I said, close to two decades now. It's a real thing, but sometimes you got to prove it to yourself. You got to come and see what it's like. You got to come in for a visit. You and I didn't do that, though. To go back to Sam's question, you didn't visit here.
Oh, no.
Neither did I.
Although Porkfest and later Forkfest was when I first got here.
Oh, you arrived at that time. Okay.
Yep. So the timing just happened to work out perfectly for
that.
Didn't
you come to Keene first?
Let's see. No. Keene was directly afterward, actually.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, so okay. When I first stepped foot into New Hampshire and kissed the ground for getting here, I was headed to the White Mountains.
Wow, so, cool timing.
Yep, I got there the Thursday. I was hoping to get there early enough to get the whole week, but driving across country from Colorado took longer than expected.
So. Any amount of either of these events is still worth attending, so if you can make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's going to be a little more expensive because you got to buy a ticket. And you don't have to buy a ticket to Forkfest because there are no tickets. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is basically oversold at this point. You can purchase a ticket, I think, on a secondary market. Maybe you can still get them brand new. Check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival website at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Forkfest is much more decentralized. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. It's every person that attends is organizing their own attendance. You know, you want to put something together on your campsite for other people to come and do. Maybe it's a speaker series. Maybe it's a musical performance or some other sort of performance. You can do that over at wherever it is you are and promote it in whatever way you can. You can go to forkfest.party and connect via chat rooms and forum with other Forkfest attendees, and that's a good way to get the word out about the thing that you're planning on doing, or maybe you want to ask other people to get involved in something that you want to do.
check it out, forkfest.party. Again, mark your calendar, June 27th through July 3rd, and reserve your RV site, your campsite, or your motel room with Rogers Campground. That's all you have to do to attend. Again, there's no ticket to get into ForkFest. It's much more laid back. It's also much smaller. There's not as many attendees, typically. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen because, again, there's no tickets. We can't look at some, you know, ticket booking site and say, oh, look at this amount of tickets sold. We have no idea who's going to be attending. We just know when people are going to be there. June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest. And again, visit forkfest.party. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Jet. He's on the line in Colorado. Go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I have a treatise here that will take about a minute and 10 seconds, and then I have a question.
Okay.
It has to do with, it'll be apparent.
All right.
I'm saying this is for all the three-letter agents who might be listening to the voice of liberty and reason. I understand that you truly believe that somehow magically you have been given special rights, powers, and privileges. You truly believe that the badges, titles, and uniforms you wear imbue you with a certain superiority. Worse, you truly believe that you have a right to rob the rest of us to pay for your presence and bad behaviors. Oh, I acknowledge that there are plenty of others who imagine these same things, but in reality, you have been misled into a demonic deception I call the mental disorder. You have been deceived into believing that as an agent of politicians, you may hurt others who have not directly hurt anyone else, for the imagined good of society, of course. Somewhere, every single day, you gather a group of fellow gang members to initiate and intimidate the hell out of people. In some cases, beat them, sometimes kill. In reality, you are no better of a human than the majority of people you terrorize.
Mm.
So here's the truth. You are just other humans, just other people, who in reality have no more right to do anything than I, your neighbor, or any other human. Thus, in your present form, you need to know that you are a serious menace to society and not a benefit. Fortunately, more and more average people are becoming aware of it. So I'm asking you to realize that we are all just humans on this earth together. That way you may choose to become an actual servant of mankind instead of the goons and thugs of politicians. I implore you to always seek the truth, and may God's peace be with you. Amen. I have a question, too.
Thank you. That was very nice.
I also have a question real quick having to do with abortion.
Okay.
If it's okay. I just want to know, because of all the discussion, why it's never mentioned that people should be educated in how to deal, you know, with emotions and, you know, the sexual thing, the abstinence and personal responsibility. No one seems to talk about the personal responsibility of this abortion thing, that you have a choice to get into something. I mean, when I got married, I knew that we were intending to have children, and I knew that I needed to be the responsible person should my wife get pregnant. And so I have three kids. I just think that there just needs to be more discussion on education. The idea that if you make a choice, you need to know the consequences and be willing to bear those consequences.
Well, I think that's a general true statement. I didn't hear a question.
Well, the question was, why is it not included in the discussion? You know, why
is personal discussion? Responsibility not included in the abortion discussion?
Yeah. It's always, hey, it's my body, stay off my body, I get to do whatever I want, blah. You know, it's never said,
there's a discussion of rights, but not of responsibilities.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
So personal accountability flies in the face of the power of the goons. I mean, it's really just that simple. So if people are out there being responsible for their choices and taking the benefits and the detriments and so on, like, it proves that we don't need them as these pseudo-parents to watch over us and to force us to do things. I mean, personal responsibility is empowering not to a group, but to an individual. And that's the last thing that can be allowed into the discussion for exactly that reason. I mean, every single part of our culture as it exists within the framework of the state exists as a disempowerment mechanism for every individual. I mean, an individual is capable of extraordinary things, but that's not the messages that we get.
Okay, I'll just give it my last opinion, and that is that no matter how small the cluster of cells that are human cells, they grow into a full human if given the opportunity, so it doesn't matter at what stage.
Thank you for the call tonight.
I disagree with you on that.
You said you are going to disagree?
I'm going to disagree with you on that. Yeah, absolutely. So now, to go back to his point on personal responsibility, like, look, if you believe in abortion and that's your right, I can definitely tell you this. Every woman that I have ever known that got one regretted it.
Mm.
They feel terrible about it. They have nightmares for weeks. So, like, whether or not it is morally acceptable for you to do it, it is a bad choice. There are certain things that are simply bad choices. Getting addicted to heroin is a bad choice. And while I believe you have the right to do it, I suggest you avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, take some personal responsibility. Don't put yourself in a position where you are summoning a human being into existence and then stopping it from occurring, because it won't go well. It will hurt you physically and especially emotionally and psychologically if you take that choice. Now, that being said, I am very much of the belief that once you take your first breath, that changes everything. Now, you can take this from the spiritual side, mm-hmm, to say that the very word spirit is breath. You can take this from the practical side to say that, well, we have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And first breath, I can tell you this much, that quantum instant of the first bacterium touching your lung is a very fine line that we can draw exactly then. Or if you want to take it just pure philosophy, property rights. Property exists when you mix your labor with nature, and you are responsible, better or worse, for the effects of mixing your labor with nature. And that does not occur until you take that first breath. And that is when I am obligated to defend you.
It's an interesting argument. If you want to weigh in here, you can join us at 603-283-6160. It's probably the most solid line I think I've ever heard anybody draw on that issue. 603-283-6160. You can join us. Whatever you think about it, I don't think people should be thrown in a prison cell over it. It's free talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.